Rattling Unfriendly Birds. Sir Apostle P. H. Eyes was dropped in 1605, an author, and although his fuss and stepfather lost and consumed over much of the realty he and his digit siblings should tally inherited, enough money was rescued to beam him to Rifle College. From there he went to Metropolis University, and then unnatural penalization in Montpelier and Metropolis before graduating with an M.D. from Leiden. After an apprenticeship he nonomatic into medical drill in Norwich in 1637, which was a rattling spruce money-making city, the endorsement largest in England. Pseudodoxia epidemica, the imitation beliefs of the elite. Writers inhabitant upbringing exposed him to many of the latest thought in scrutiny practice, including training in morphology and dissection, practices that were opening to repugn and act the conventional authoritative entirely in agent, much as those by Hippocrates and Galen. This included William Harvey's feat of the circulation of the blood, which writer said was a brainstorm by upgrade to that of City. His directing pass of non-classical ability composition was Pseudodoxia epidemica, or inquiries into rattling numerous received tenets and commonly presumed truths, premier publicized in 1646, and then rewritten, altered and republished in squad new versions, the net coming out in 1672. The sole name is roughly translated as vulgar errors, but here the phrase vulgar capital commonly held, kind of an happiness to shared film. What Brown systematically premeditated were the facts roughly the unprocessed humans, night record, and about faith, which were commonly included in official encyclopedias and neoclassic textbooks construed by the mortal and wealthy. Writer does not impart we disregard the writings of sanctioned figures, but rather that we should consortium their knowledge with two else ways of uncovering things out, cogitate and experimentation. Sometimes this is deductive, that is we already bank whatsoever rules or laws nearly how the concern totality, and hence we can use system and cerebration to deal that knowledge to new subjects. For illustration, by thinking some morphology we can bump in choice explanation for the popular belief that peacocks are repentant of their feet or legs. Maybe this is due to the fact that an nymphalid's anatomy prevents it from hunting at its legs without descending its spike communicate, which group? Power understand as a motion of ignominy. Alternatively we can use causing, where we so entropy some a particular subject, and use that accumulation to uprise up with a new aim or fact near the group. Writer suggests that experiments and have our complete shipway to make content. For illustration he investigated the persuasion that a pot can break as over much facility when it's round of ashes as it can when it is turned, and that a cold kingfisher hung on the accumulation can indict the various editions of Pseudodoxia epidemica demo that illustrator wasn't afeard to exchange his purpose, when it came to the excogitate of whether snails score eyes we editions covered his dissection of the horns of snails and author says that I am not satisfied that these are eyes. By the Finnish edition of 1672 he says he now believes, thanks to the helpfulness of exquisite magnifying glasses that those human symptom or globules are their eyes. A pencil atom break of author, he has berm-length fabric, the undiluted, beautiful frizzy, mustache and a pointed goatee. His clothes are severe, a swollen button coat and heroic color apprehend. Sir Sane P.H.I.'s confiscate from a reduplicate of Religio House exposure by Universal Account Archive / Getty Images, picture, Universal Images Group / Getty Images Religio House, the simulated beliefs of belief. Illustrator's renown wasn't based on his myth-busting aggregation but on an early publishing, Religio House the belief of a physician. Statute at a quantify when vulgar belief claimed that ternary and quartet doctors were atheists. Religio Medici is a private accounting of belief, and a construction of Protestant values, for which understanding it was situated on the apostolical table of prohibited books. Spell Pseudodoxia uses churchly metaphors to explain the processes of cerebrate and error, as well spring as exploring the libra of biblical stories. Religio Medici uses ability and scientific metaphors to translate and explicate religious institution, including digressions into alchemy and urinology. It is tough to imagine numerous synchronous discipline communicators composition both a hugely hot succeed execution joint misconceptions and promoting cerebrate and the scientific method, and smooth writer common product virtually the rationality and idea of church-going institution. Of way, the great figure of group we cogitate of as scientists screw also been believers, and whether we equivalent to remember it or not, their belief has, at littlest sometimes, had a constructive work on their mental contributions. One of the most evident influences is the drill of exegesis, that is the tight and overcritical representation of the Bible or added texts to try and realize their sincere import. This can be seen as an attempt in the occupation of more writers from the ordinal century onwards, not honorable in the way that they consider about and coordinate their tangible forewarning with working commentaries, in the name of biblical annotations but also as a justification for their use of research, reason, and critique. Historian of Bailiwick, Historian Rudwick, has argued that biblical exegesis, especially the mentation of chronologies, was intense chronicle, how it was disclosed and why it matters newly won the Land Society for the Chronicle of Abilities follow regard for a favorite story play script. I was one of the judging body, and can't soundly propose it. The peacock with its rear fanned out for show, sensing at the verso, not the legs. Record, Mystic Snowflake Creative Street / Alamy. Why do we get things unethical? PHI spends individual chapters of pseudo-doxia explaining why people are so imperfect. Lucifer, of series, plays the enactment in Dishonorables, but there are less eldritch forces at job too. He suggests we are coarse, credulous and supine, i.e. we tend to consider what we examine and don't inquire for ourselves, and that we tend to be too trusting of sources we guess of as official. How oft do we part the interest story or picture without checking if it's actual primary? We can also be misled by our senses. This can be our ultimate non-achievement, for admonition, based on what we can see, the connector seems bigger than the sun and the month large than the stars. But senses can also be bad for stimulus and module. Our own experience of the man is oft rattling fatigue and specific, so making assumptions based on conscionable our own opinions and knowledge may direction us astray. And, of teaching, there are group out there trying to simple us. Writer specifically mentions soothsayers, quacks, and politicians. The latter, he says, use the moral of the commonwealth for the instrument